This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, July 17th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Water Board takes a hit in SGMA case. Peaches and nectarines go to Vietnam. And RNC defending Trump on trade, attacking EVs. Judge blocks Water Board from SGMA action. Farmers have notched an early win in a court battle against the State Water Board over its position to put the Tulare Lake Subbasin on SGMA probation. A Kings County Superior Court judge this week issued a temporary restraining order against the board. The order blocks the agency from enforcing the SGMA decision until the judge rules on the case next month, when she may issue a temporary injunction. With the order, growers are not required to meter or record groundwater pumping until further notice. The plaintiff in the lawsuit, Kings County Farm Bureau, pointed out that the judge had reversed her decision after hearing arguments that the probation presents imminent harm to farms and ranches that has the Farm Bureau hopeful for a positive outcome next month. Vietnam grants access to peaches and nectarines. Vietnam has dropped phytosanitary barriers preventing market access for California peaches and nectarines. USDA cheered the decision yesterday after leading multiple rounds of technical negotiations over several years to remove the barriers. Jenny Lester Moffitt, Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, called it a big win for those producers and said the agency is thrilled Vietnam citizens will have access to the fine peach and nectarine fruit. The Southeast Asian country is a strategic export market because its demographic values high quality and sweet fruit, according to Caroline Stringer, Director of Trade at the California Fresh Fruit Association. We are looking forward to introducing the best stone fruit in the world to a new group of consumers, she added. Great American Farm Fair headlines the RNC today. The Republican National Convention moves into its third day with a focus on national security, but we can expect a continued focus on immigration and China as well as the Middle East. The premier agriculture-themed event of the convention is the Great American Farm Fair. That's a luncheon today at Machine Farms, a corn, soy, and cattle operation outside Milwaukee. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson and Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas are honorary chairs of the event. Last night, the delegates heard from the party's Senate candidates, including former Representative Mike Rogers. He's running to succeed retiring Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, Michigan. Rogers used his convention speech to take aim at electric vehicles. He asserted that EV mandates will destroy American jobs and require the use of critical minerals produced in China. Now take note, speaking in prime time, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders touted her state's success in forcing Syngenta to divest a research farm in Arkansas because of the company's Chinese ties. "I'm proud to be the first and only governor to get Communist China off our farmland and out of my state." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. California livestock producer likes Trump trade policy. Farmers interviewed by AgriPulse of the GOP convention continue to defend his trade policy. They include Martin Emi, a sheep and cattle producer in California, who says Trump helped to level the playing field for U.S. producers during his administration. we're doing great now, but I believe that's due to the pressures that Trump put in place when he was in office, and we need to keep him back in office to maintain this so we can keep going and keep making it great again. Now, keep in mind, beef producers were among the biggest ag beneficiaries of the bilateral trade deal the Trump administration negotiated with Japan that after Trump pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the multilateral trade deal that included both the U.S. and Japan. You can check out our weekly AgriPulse newsletter for more on Trump's trade plans. We also have an analysis of the impact of a major Supreme Court decision. House Ag member attacked at RNC. House Ag Committee member Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin says he was assaulted by a protester while waiting in line to enter the event in Milwaukee yesterday. A nearby police officer witnessed the assault, and I understand they have been arrested. This appears to be an incident of political violence, and I will never tolerate this, Van Orden said in a post on X. He said the protesters appear to be supporting Hamas. WSN News quoted Milwaukee police as saying a 24-year-old woman battered the victim, adding that the victim had minor injuries. John Deere steps back from DEI commitment. John Deere says it will no longer participate in or support external social or cultural awareness parades, festivals, or events, reacting to criticism of its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. The move closely follows Tractor Supply Company's decision to reevaluate employee support and social stances during Pride Month, angering some agricultural minority groups. In a statement posted on X, Deere says the use of pronoun identification and diversity quotas, quote, have never been and are not a company policy. Deere also plans to audit all training material to ensure there are no socially motivated messages. We will prioritize internal policies that more closely align our business strategy to meet the needs of our customers, the statement says. Well, here's today's She Said It. By working with, not against each other, we can enhance water reliability, reduce flood risk, and ensure our communities and ecosystems thrive. That's Sustainable Conservation CEO Ashley Boren in a Sacramento Bee op-ed urging more policy support for groundwater recharge. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, July 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.